So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibah, communal shlamim, which are the Kivsei Atzeres, the sheep brought on Shavuos together with the Shteh HaLechem, the Hashamis and the Karban Ashim, are also kachim of the higher level of sanctity. The Mishnah elaborates, Elohein Hashamis, the following are the various Hashamis, Hashem Gzeilis, the carbon brought by one who swore falsely in denying a monetary obligation and then admitted that obligation, Hashem Me'ilis, the carbon brought by one who benefited from items of Hektish, Hashem Shifcha Charufa, the carbon brought by one who had relations with a Shifcha Kananis who was designated for an Eved Ivri, Hashem Nazir, the carbon brought by a Nazir who became Tamei, Hashem Mitzayra, the carbon brought by a Mitzayra as part of his purification process, and Hashem Tali, the carbon brought by someone who is unsure of whether he is liable for a carbon chatas. The Mishnah continues, Shchitasim batzafen v'kibul damen b'chlitsharis batzafen. The above must be slaughtered and their blood accepted in the klitsharis, in the northern part of the Hazar. Regarding Asham, the Gemara above and Daf Mem Tes cited the pasuk, "B'malkam asher yishchatu es ha'ayla yishchatu es ha'asham, v'zdama yizrak al mizbeach saviv." The Asham must be slaughtered in the same place as the Eila, namely in Safin, and the Kabbalah must be in the same place as the Shechita in Safin. And regarding Shalmei Tzibah, the Gemara explains because the Pasuk says, Aloi Leseichem Ma'al Zivchei Shalmeichem, comparing this Shlamim to an Eila, Ma'ayla B'Tzafin, Av Zivchei Shalmei Tzibah B'Tzafin, just as the Eila requires Safin, the Shlamim also requires Safin. The Mishnah continues, V'daman Ta'in Shtei Matan Shein Arba. Their blood is applied to the Mizbech twice in such a way that it touches all four sides. V'nachalim Lefnim V'naklaim Lezichei Chuhuna. The carbon may only be eaten inside the Azar by male kahanim, as the pasuk of the karbanas brought with the Shteh HaLechem says, "Vasisim sir izim ech lechatas v'shnei chavasim b'nei shana lezebach shlamim." Comparing the shlamim to a chatas, ma'achatas eina necheles el lezichei kuhuna, af zivchei shamitzibah lezichei kuhuna. Like the chatas, the communal shlamim may only be eaten by male kahanim. The Mishnah concludes, "L'chomachal l'yem v'layla ad chatzais." The meat may be prepared in any way, and it may only be eaten for the rest of that day and until Chatzais of the following night. Zak the Mishnah, Hatoida ve'el Nazir Kachim Kalim. A carbon Toida and the Ariel brought by a Nazir upon completing his term are Kachim Kalim, with a lower level of sanctity. Shchitasim chalmokim ba'azara, they can be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. B'dam and Toin shtei matona shein arba. Their blood is applied to the Mizbech twice, in such a way that it touches all four sides. V'nachalim chalair, they may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says eschazei atznufa v'esheka truma teichlu b'makom tar. These parts of the shlam must be eaten in a pure place, and the Gemara explains tar machlal shu tamei. This refers to a place that is pure from certain impurities, while other tameim are permitted to enter. Now we could explain tar mitumas mitzera v'tamei mitumas zav. This refers to machni Yisrael, where mitzerim are forbidden to enter, but zavim are allowed. However, this could also mean tar mitumas zav v'tamei mitumas mes. This refers to machna leviya, where zavim are forbidden, but tamei mes are allowed. David the pasuk says v'achaltem oisa b'makom kodesh. A mincha must be eaten in a pure place, and we expound oisa b'makom kodesh below acharis b'makom kodesh. Other baked items, such as the lach meitayda, the breads that are accompany the carbon taida, do not require a pure place. Therefore, afka l'machna leviya, this first pasuk allowed kachim kalim to be removed from machna shchina, which is the azara, to be eaten in the machna leviya, which is the har bayis. Hadur k'sib b'makom tar afka l'machna Yisrael. And the second pasuk allows it to be eaten in machna Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim. The Mishnah continues, l'chol adam b'chol machal l'yem l'ayla ad chatzais. They may be eaten by anyone, prepared in any way, for the rest of that day and the following night until chatzais. And concludes with Hamur mehem kayetz behen, elash hamur nechalka lekahanim l'nesheim v'levneim v'la'avdehem. The chaz of a sheik are separated from the carbon and shared these halachas. However, they may only be eaten by kahanim and their wives, children and slaves, but not by other Yisrael. Zak the Mishnah, shlamim kachim kalim. A carbon shlamim is also kachim kalim, the lower level of sanctity. Shchitasim b'chamakam ba'azara, they can be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara, as the Gemara explains, t'lasa kroik sivi. There are three psukim in the Torah which state that the shlam must be slaughtered before the oil maid. V'shachat toy pesach oil maid, v'shachat oisul lefnei oil maid, v'shachat oisul lefnei oil maid. And the Gemara brings two interpretations of these psukim. Tanakama sabr chad legufei dinibayi pesach oil maid, chad lahakshat staden, v'chad lifsal tzidit staden. One pasuk requires it to be slaughtered before the entrance to the oil maid, and not while the Mishkan was dismantled, and not before the Levim opened the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Another pasuk permits the entire width of the Azara, even not directly opposite the oil maid. And the third pasuk forbids areas such as the Lashachis, the rooms on the side of the Mikdash, because they are not Lefnei oil maid. Thus, the entire Azara is permitted, because Tzafen Le'itzach Kra, We did not require a pasuk to permit slaughtering in the northern section because we expand the kabbal chaimer. If kachim kachim, which are not valid elsewhere in the Azar, but are valid in Tzafin, kachim kalim, which are valid elsewhere, are certainly valid in Tzafin. One pasuk requires it to be slaughtered before the open entrance to the Oel Moed. Another pasuk permits slaughtering in Tzafin. And the third pasuk permits the entire width of the Azara, even not directly opposite the Oel Moed. And b'tzidit stadin la'itzruch kra. We do not require a pasuk to forbid the lashachas. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer does require a pasuk la'achshir kachim kalim Tzafin, because we can expound a different kabbal chaimer. Ma kachim kalim shehochshir b'chal aruches lo yehochshir mekayimin etzal kachir kachim. Kachir kachim shehochshir ele b'tzafin in adin shehochshir mekayimin etzal kachim kalim. If kachim kalim, which are permitted in all directions, but this area is not permitted for kachir kachim, if the kachir kachim, which is permitted only in Tzafin, certainly this space should not be permitted for kachim kalim. Therefore, this pasuk permits Tzafin. The Gemara elaborates on the requirement of Pesach Oel Moed and cites a brisa. Shlamim sheshachton kodim sheyiftachu dasas haheichal psulim. Shlamim slaughtered before the doors of the heichal are open are not valid, as the pasuk says, "Veshachat Pesach Oel Moed." Bisman she Pesach haheichal pesuach v'le bisman shu nol. While the heichal is open and not while it is locked. Another version of this brisa adds, "Ube Mishkan kodim sheyemidu levim es haMishkan ulaacham ulaachas sheyifriku levim es haMishkan." During the times of the Mishkan, shlamim slaughtered while the Mishkan were dismantled are not valid. The Gemara elaborates on this halacha. Mugiv kenol domi. If the entrance is closed, it is as if it is locked. Viloin. If there is a curtain blocking the entrance, hu atzmi einase el kepesach pesuach. The entrance is considered open, as Rashi explains, litzniusa be'alma oved, it's only there for privacy. The Gemara inquires, geivamai. If the entrance is open, but something high, such as a tree, is blocking it, is it considered open or closed? The Gemara cites a brisa as proof from Yisrael Reb Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpashin Hoyi Bebeisa Chalifas Bekeren Zavis Begoyven Shemayna, Kedei Lahachshir Es Azar Kula Lachilis Kachim Kachim Lashkitas Kachim Kalim. There were two small entrances in the corners of the Ulam, with a height of 8, to consider the entire Azara as Lefnei Pesach Oel Moed, to permit the eating of Kachim Kachim and the slaughtering of Kachim Kalim in the entire Azara. The Gemara assumes the ikka kamayu shmeina. This means they were blocked by 8-foot barriers, and yet they were considered open. The Gemara answers the gavay ninu shmeina. They themselves were 8 feet tall. The Mishnah continues v'daman toin shtei matonis shehin arba. Their blood is applied to them mizbech twice in such a way that it touches all four sides. V'nachal machal ha'ir l'chal adam machal machal l'shnayam v'layla echad. They may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim by anyone, prepared in any way for 2 days and one night. The Mishnah concludes, "V'hamur mem kayitze behem, elish hamur mnechel lekahanim l'nesheim ulabneim ulabdeim." The chazav v'sheker are separated from the carbon and share these halachas. However, they may be eaten only by kahanim and their wives, children, and slaves.